imagine for a moment, you're a city planner. You're trying to figure out where to put essential services, you know, like schools or hospitals. You pull up your population maps, but what you see isn't quite straightforward. Instead of whole people, you get numbers like 0.8 people in one little square on the map, or maybe to 0.3 children in another. How do you even begin to plan with numbers like that? It sounds a bit strange, but this is actually a very real challenge in something called gridded population mapping. And today we're going to dig into a really fascinating solution. Oh, and just before we jump in, a quick note for you. Our voices, the ones you're hearing right now, they're AI derived. They're based on source material uploaded by WorldPop. And this audio, it's been carefully edited, checked, and validated by the experts at WorldPop to make sure everything's accurate.
That's right. And our deep dive today, it's based on a preprint journal article. It's led by WorldPop research fellow Dr. Wen Binzing. The title is A Stochastic Approach to Integerize Floating Point Estimates in Gridded Population Mapping. Basically, this work gets right to the heart of that problem you mentioned, how to turn those tricky fractional population numbers into whole numbers, numbers you can actually interpret and use.
Right. So integerize means making them whole numbers. Why is that step so critical? I mean, what's the actual problem with leaving them as, say, 0.8 people? Does it really cause issues for planners out there?
Well, it does. It might seem like a small detail, but trying to get a precise whole person by just, you know, simple rounding, that can actually distort the picture quite a bit. Statistically, sure, averaged out 0.8 individuals might make sense, but practically, it's really hard to work with. And more than that, it can introduce real bias, especially in places where not many people live or where data gets spread out really thinly over large, mostly empty areas. We sometimes call that the peanut butter smearing effect. Simple rounding there, it can lead to pretty significant planning mistakes.
Peanut butter smearing. I think I get it. So rounding down a 0.4 to 0 means you might think nobody lives there, when actually there is some presence, just sparse.
How does this WorldPop approach avoid creating those kinds of data blind spots? How does it give us a map that feels more true?
The breakthrough here isn't just about getting whole numbers. It's actually about using randomness, but in a controlled way. Instead of just rounding up or down, this method looks at the decimal part, the fraction as a probability.
Think of it like a weighted coin flip, or maybe a smart lottery. If a map grid cell says 0.7 of a person, this method gives that cell a 70% chance of being assigned one whole person in the final integer map. And a cell with just 0.1, well, still gets a 10% chance. It doesn't automatically become zero. And this probabilistic approach, it's really a game changer. It gives us a much more truthful picture of where people actually are, particularly in those tricky, sparsely populated zones, while making sure the overall total population count still matches up.
That is clever. It's like it captures the possibility of someone being there rather than just rounding them away. So it's not just simple rounding, but how does the method decide which cell gets the person if, say, two cells both have 0.5, and how does it keep things accurate for different groups like age or sex?
Right, that's key. The method is designed to ensure that not only the total population counts are preserved with high accuracy, but also the demographic structures, things like age groups and sex ratios. And this accuracy holds true right down to the level of the individual grid cell. So take an example, maybe a peri-urban area somewhere like Otjiwarongo in Namibia. You have the town center, but then sparser settlements spreading outwards. Simple rounding might just erase those sparse settlements, rounding their low population values down to zero. You'd lose that transition zone. But the WorldPop method, it's more like other sophisticated methods like LandScan, perhaps, in that it does a better job reflecting these thinly populated areas. It keeps more of those low-density cells.
Okay.
It preserves the local variation much better. So population peaks stay where they should be, and those low-density zones don't just disappear from the map.
And it handles the details, too, like the breakdown by age and sex within each cell. Because often, for planning, say, health programs, you don't just need the total number. You really need to know, are these children? Are these older adults? Is it mostly men or women?
Well, and that was a big problem with simpler methods. They often struggled with smaller demographic subgroups. Sometimes those groups would just vanish entirely in the rounding process. But this WorldPop method, it maintains perfect alignment. The sum of all the age-sex subgroups within a grid cell always adds up exactly to the final integerized total population for that same cell.
Perfect alignment. Okay.
Yeah, so those crucial demographic details, they remain perfectly intact. No weird discrepancies. So you see, this isn't just about making the numbers look cleaner. It's really about turning raw data, which can be a bit abstract, into genuinely actionable intelligence. It gives policymakers, planners, responders, it gives them the kind of precision they need to understand who is where. And that leads to smarter decisions, more equitable planning.
This WorldPOP method, it's not just basic rounding. It's sophisticated. It makes sure both the total population numbers and the demographic details like age and sex stay accurate, even in tiny grid squares. It helps avoid that peanut butter smearing you mentioned.
This innovation makes gridded population data more usable, more reliable for really critical applications. We're talking urban planning, health interventions, disaster response. It makes the data directly useful for policymakers and planners on the ground.
Which brings us to a question for you, the listener. How might having this more precise, integer-based population data impact decision-making in your own field? How could this change things? Something to think about. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into this really fascinating new method for population mapping. To read the full preprint article by Dr. Zhang and the team, just follow the link below.